In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at npr.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Tiny Desk.
Ashley McBride, this is Chris Harris and Matt Helmkamp. I guess you can see that we are closer than 6 feet. We are following all CDC and federal guidelines. We've all been under quarantine, are in good health, washed our hands for more than 20 seconds in front of each other after I sanitized the house. So welcome to our show. And this is live. I wrote us a little set list out here and realized that I misspelled the word standard. It just says standards.
Standards. Yeah, standards.
Which I think is a great way to intro this song. It's the first single off the new record, Never Will. One Night Standards. Still makes sense. Yeah, let's do it. 3, 4. Outside. I don't want to put the fan on because it makes guitars sound weird. I may be the only person that feels that way. Chris is going to switch instruments and probably spend the next few minutes tuning, maybe even days. We'll find out. This next song was written by me and Patrick Savage and Daniel Smalley, and it was about a real bottle of wine. It was actually about two very real bottles of wine, and they were so remarkable that I came home and told the guys all about having it, and that I thought we should make it a love story. It's been a long time since I heard like a story song. Nice. Then when it came time to make the record, this song was not really in the running to be on the record. But one day during rehearsal, we needed kind of a palate cleanser. We've been playing a lot of rock and roll songs, so needed a bit of a palate cleanser. And our photographer, Katie Kessel, said, "Remember the song Velvet Red you wrote about that wine?" We played it and we all looked at each other and thought, this belongs on the record for sure. We tune because we care. If we didn't like you, we wouldn't bother, right? We know we're going to be able to do a real tiny desk with you very soon. I don't have anything close to a desk, but as I showed you at the very beginning, I drew this just now. I drew this. And I Googled how to do it. I'm very excited about it. So we're going to do a song about wine.
Mama's going to let your babies grow up to play mandolin.
And not just a song about wine, but a song about sex out of wedlock, children out of wedlock, sneaking out at night. Just basically all of the rule breaking. Nice.
Close enough.
I love it when you play mandolin. Which is Playing mandolin is the short amount of time between tuning. It's really
Yeah. Most of it's just tuning.
I tuned it at home.
It was in tune when I bought it. Exactly. Velvet red. Chris is going to switch instruments again, and we're going to do a tune. We almost named the record after this tune, but it wound up being Never Will, which I think was the right choice. But this song is really special to all of us, especially right now when we're all kind of missing our families. Initially, we wrote it about being on the road, and we love to be on the road, and our families want us to succeed at this, but they miss us terribly, and we miss them terribly. But that love is one of those things that stays with you. Like, I've actually been in an airplane before and thought about now moms turning the lights out and locking the doors up. So, I need to put this other capo on here. Oh, which means I'm going to have to tune it. It'll be fine.
Can't take it as long as it took me.
Oh, it's in regular E. I don't need two capos. Thought that was being a little extra. That can't be right. Oh, it's Never Will that I've been doing that on. Never mind.
Never mind, Never Will.
Never mind, Never Will. I never will use that capo for that song. Got it. It it's actually really nice to be around these two guys, even though we had to be really careful and make sure everything was sanitized. But just having other voices to sing with and other guitars and instruments around you, you don't realize, or I didn't realize, how much I take it for granted, because when it's gone, boy, is it gone. All right, so the wonderful Chris Harris. Quarantine style, and we'd like to send our performance out to the people on the front lines, our healthcare workers, our truck drivers, everybody keeping the country moving right now. Thank you so much. Remember, please wash your hands, please stay at home, practice social distancing. And I just have to show you this one more time from the bottom of my heart. We love you, Tiny Desk.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election: guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.